From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a victory for President Obama. U.S. Senator Barbara Mikulski has announced she will vote in favor of the international agreement to restrict Iran's nuclear program. The Maryland Democrat becomes the 34th member of the Senate to support the accord. Her vote ensures that President Barack Obama will prevail in the administration's effort to complete action on the agreement. At least 2,000 migrants are stranded at the main international train station in Budapest, Hungary. Authorities stopped the influx of all migrants to Germany and Austria unless they have a European Union visa. Hungarian authorities had begun Monday to allow migrants who had been camped outside for weeks to take the trains without being checked for a visa. But they apparently reversed their decision on Tuesday and halted the practice, stranding thousands of would-be travelers. Gunmen wearing military uniforms kidnapped 18 Turkish workers Wednesday in Iraq's capital, Baghdad. The workers were employed by construction company Nural Insat, which is constructing a soccer stadium in the city. There was no indication of the identity of the kidnappers or their motive. A former Congolese rebel leader known as the Terminator has pleaded not guilty to charges of war crimes and crimes against humanity. Bosco Ntaganda entered the plea Wednesday on the first day of his trial at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Prosecutors say Ntaganda is responsible for atrocities committed by his rebel group, the Union of Congolese Patriots, in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo in 2002 and 2003. He faces 13 counts of war crimes and 5 counts of crimes against humanity. This is VOA News.